in talking some NBA, but we're going to shift gears literally and talk to Clint Boyer, NASCAR racer, and Christine Hughes, and they join us now on The Attack. Good morning, guys. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about the good works that are being done. And we know you're on a very tight schedule, but let's talk to you, Christine, first about the Special Olympics.
Okay.
And the announcement now, I mean, your NASCAR Special Olympics World Games, they're in L.A. Give us some detail on that, please.
Yeah, the Special Olympics World Games are coming to L.A. July 25th. This is the single largest sporting event in 2015 in the world. Not just the U.S., in the world. This is a huge deal. 7,000 athletes. Over 177 countries are going to be here. It's going to be a really big deal. Toyota is a big part of this, not only as a Toyota racer, but as a Toyota dealer. In my hometown in Emporia, Kansas, we are going to be raising a lot of funds for these athletes, their coaches, their staff. I'm looking forward to being a part of that. And Christine here, I think I fixed her earpiece. She couldn't hear you guys, but we're doing a satellite media tour here, so we're bouncing between radio and then live video, so we're having a little bit of trouble determining whether we're supposed to be looking in the camera or we can just go ahead and pick our nose and do radio.
you can pick your nose because you're doing radio. Pick away, guys, and have some fun. Before we jump to the NASCAR circuit, let's spend just another minute here on the Special Olympics. Christine, talk about the experience of the Special Olympics and just the whole experience of being involved in the Special Olympics a little bit for us.
Well, as a Special Olympics athlete, you learn a lot about sportsmanship, leadership, teamwork. And when I chose to step out of the role of an athlete to become an athlete official, I even learned a lot more in being a leader. And I hope I can encourage other athletes to become athlete leaders.
You know, and I think that's so important. That's a great message to get out there. You know, sometimes in athletics, we get so caught up in winning that there are other great lessons to be learned. And while winning is important in the Special Olympics as it is in so many other big sporting events, the leadership lessons that you learn are there as well. Clint, let's head to the track a little bit. It's been a little bit of a tough season for the 15 car thus far. You're on the outside looking in. In the chase battle, one top 10 finish all year. Talk to us thus far about this Michael Waltrip 5-hour energy number 15 car and what you guys got to do to get back into the chase for the cup.
Well, it's definitely been a struggle. I mean, we started off the season in Daytona with a shot at winning, you know, right inside of four laps to go there. We're running in the top four and you know, in the hunt for the Daytona 500. And it kind of came off of that high and got out into the West Coast swing, got ourselves behind a little bit, and we're playing catch-up in a big way. We've had our share of obstacles thrown at us, you know, with Brian being sick. Brett Moffitt has stepped in as a young driver and has really done a good job of just picking up where they left off. Walking into this thing cold turkey, man, I'm telling you, as a rookie like that, never been in any of these racetracks, never being in a cup car like this, he's done a great job. So given the circumstances and everything that we've had thrown at us, man, I'm telling you, we're surviving and we're gonna get through this.
And you're sitting right on the cusp of it. I'm sure at this point in time, get a couple of top tens, get a couple of wins, or a win, and you'd feel a lot more comfortable. But when you look at the top, Kevin Harvick is having one hell of a year so far, and two wins, you know, six thirds, seven in the top ten. I mean, he is just rocking and rolling right now. Got to be impressed.
Got to be
with
cheating,
what he's
right?
Doing. Yeah.
We may find that out before too long.
Well,
I could very easily say that about the guy directly behind him in the standings, if you know what I mean.
Oh, Clint, that is funny, man. I mean, you know, considering a lot of times we find out after the fact there was a little hooky-do going on. That's a pretty funny statement.
Surely not.
it's been pretty impressive so far from Kevin Harvick and their team.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were teammates for a long time, the better part of my career. So definitely very, very aware of Harvick and everything that they've got going on. And it's crew chief Rodney. When I first came to MWR, Rodney was over here. So I knew both of their talents and both of their capabilities, and that was going to be a deadly combination when they got together, and it certainly has been.
Well, you know, you'd mentioned cheating, and, you know, we're doing all this in jest, but the
no,
reality
I didn't. I just mentioned it. I didn't suggest it.
I know. But, you know, we've talked about the great year of Kevin Harvick, Clint, and I guess the other two guys that are really tearing it up are Jimmy Johnson and Chad Ganaus. You don't have to say anything. And then, of course, Joey Logano. I think it's really been those three that have really been the dominant guys thus far. And, you know, and I guess one of the things about it is two of them are driving Chevys and the other driving a Ford. Any credence to that, you know, or just, you know,
well,
dive into their seasons a little
before
bit?
It goes to, you know, any individualist organization. I mean, if you look you know, they're getting the most out of their situation within the organization. But when you look at all of them, you know, you look at Joey Logano, you look at Penske. When they show up and unload off the truck, both cars are fast and in the hunt for the win that weekend. Certainly, Joey and his team have rise to the occasion. And Harvick is the same way. I mean, the empire that makes up Hendrick anymore. I mean, here we are. You know, a two-car team and racing against 12 Hendrick cars, you know, it's pretty hard to keep up with the Joneses when the Joneses are 12 times bigger, 10 times bigger than you are. But nonetheless, it can be done. It's pretty fun to have Christine here, as a matter of fact. She's brought a lot of inspiration to me already today, a lot of positive attitude, and got my butt in gear ready to go racing this weekend. So that's exactly what I needed.
Well, let's talk about that as we let you go out the door here, because we know you're on a pretty tight schedule. It the World Olympics and the involvement of you, how has it directly influenced you as far as your attitude and maybe appreciating things a little more?
Well, guys, I'll just leave you with this. I've met Christine here today. I've met a lot of them in the last couple of weeks as we've been a part of this with Toyota. As being a dealer, raising funds for this thing, it's very inspirational. It's the dedication that these athletes have, the courage that these athletes have is just second to none. So looking forward to seeing it all go down right here in L.A. It's going to be a big thing, so make sure you tune in.
And I just want to give thanks to Toyota, Jason Boyer, for supporting Special Olympics.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for a few minutes. We know you're on a tight schedule. Best of luck going forward, and it was truly a pleasure talking to you about NASCAR racing and the Special Olympics. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
You're very welcome.
That was Clint Boyer joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with Christine Hughes. And we got a chance to talk Special Olympics, Special Olympics World Games, and NASCAR racing with Clint Boyer. Bob?